Hallelujah is still to our God. No matter how we feel, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on, we're still going to have to give him the praise. I like to, first of all, give honor to God who is first in my life. Hallelujah. He's brought me through this and he's brought me through that. I forget the actor, and he says, "You can't handle the truth." Well, you can't handle my truth. But I stand here in truth to tell you that God will bring you from a mighty long way and cause you not to look like what you used to do. Hallelujah. I thank God for being first in my life. I thank God for him planting me here over 20 years ago. I thank God for a praying mother, a praying family. No matter what I was going through, God was still there. So I give honor to Bishop Hunter. I thank her for the opportunity. I thank her for being a woman of God. I thank her for being a mentor, and I thank her for being a woman of wisdom who just allows God to use her to impart. I'm not going to be before you long, but I came to give you what God gave me concerning me, and so I had to share it with you. I'm going to be coming from, before I offer up a prayer, I'm going to be coming from Psalm chapter 24, verses 6 through 10 is the focus text, but you can read that. I will read it for you later. I'm going to just speak to you regarding just four words, and that is hold your head up. Say it with me. Hold your head up. In this new beginning, this new year, we've all embraced it. We've all said that this is my year of new beginning. We've all said that God is going to shift things, that God is going to do things that was not done last year or the year before that. And so we've embraced this new beginning. But there's a strategy that we're going to have to implement if we're going to be able to embrace this new beginning that we have all accepted with excitement. So let's bow our heads. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you to give to your people what you've given to me. Hallelujah. Concerning me, letting me know to hold my head up. So as I tell your people to hold their head up, God, let them take this vision and let them run with it so that the new beginning that you've promised can be fully experienced. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. Hold your head up. Now, if we were to think about this psalm, Psalm 24 is the psalm of David. It's a song, really, of David. The psalms were written to encourage God's people through battle, through hard times, through difficulties, through down times, through all kinds of difficult situations. And when someone tells you to hold your head up, the indication is that your head is down. The only reason why someone is going to tell you to lift up your head or to hold your head up is because they have noticed, or they're noticing, that there is something that's causing your countenance to be a little bit skewed from where you need to be. There is something going on that's causing you to have a downward position rather than an upward position. And so this song of David was encouraging God's people that everything belongs to God. It says, if you look at verse 24, it says, it opens with, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and everything that dwells therein." So he encouraged the people, first of all, to know that everything that you need is in God. Everything that you are expecting is in God. Everything that you're going to need to sustain you, even in your new beginning, is in God. But sometimes when you are in a battle, sometimes when you're in a fight, when you're fighting for your encouragement, when you're fighting for your livelihood, when you're fighting to stay alive, you can't always remember that everything belongs to God when it seems like there's something that's lacking in you, lacking in your home, lacking in your members, lacking in the situation that you're going through. And so sometimes we need to be reminded, even within the body of Christ, that we got to hold our head up. So the scripture says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors." and the King of glory shall come in. Who is, and then the response is, see, this was a call and response song. The celebration was that the people of God would stand in maybe a big kind of temple situation, and they would look out at the gate, and they would be speaking to the people outside the gate, saying, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And they would say, and then they would say, and the King of glory, the Hebrew says, may come in. May, that may is significant, because when there's a may that's saying, I'm giving God permission to come in. That's why the scripture says that the enemy roams about to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, not whom he can devour, but whom he may devour, saying that who is going to give me permission to devour them? And so when we understand that God has everything in the palm of his hand, everything belongs to God that we need, everything that we're going through is already known about by God, we have been encouraged to lift up your head. What you're going through is not the end of where you're going, so lift up your head. Hold your head up, God told me. Hold your head up. See, there's going to be, as you embrace and as we embrace 2018, but just as we have understood and embraced the fact that God is going to give us, or he's already given us, a new beginning, let's not be fooled and understand that the devil also has strategized to implement a new plan and a new beginning of attack on you and you and you and me to tell me that it's not going to work. And so he's going to bring reminders of what happened in 2017. What happened in 2016? What happened in years prior? And what didn't God do? And so that's causing us to have a hung down head. We already know that God is able. We already know that God will. But we're looking at our situations and we're saying, but it hasn't happened yet. And the devil is using that to cause us to think that God is not able, that God will not do it, that the same thing that happened in 2017 is the same thing that's going to happen in 2018. But God sent me to tell you to hold your head up, because he is not going to allow the embarrassment of the past to be the embarrassment of your present. But in order for that embarrassment not to overtake you, you're going to have a new strategy. And the strategy that God wants us to have in this new beginning is to hold your head up. Know that God is able. Hold your head up. Know that the King of glory is coming in. Know that God is going to give you everything that he promised. Know that God is going to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ever act or think. But we have to allow him to come into the embarrassment and the shame. Sometimes we don't even realize we're not over things, because we have not been reminded that that thing, that hurt, that humiliation still exists until a trigger comes. And we're walking around thinking that all is well. We're walking around thinking that everything is going to be all right. We're walking around thinking that I got this thing on lockdown because this is my new beginning. But understand that the devil already heard your profession. He's already heard that you're going to hold on, that you're not going to let go, that God's going to do it. But you haven't changed how you're approaching the attack. You have not changed how you are approaching the attack that's leveled against you. The way that we are going to need to approach the attack of the devil is to hold our head up and not be ashamed of what we've been through. Hold your head up. Not be ashamed of what you don't have. Stop comparing yourself to everybody else. See, the reason why sometimes things don't happen, because in our minds we're living a life of comparison. When you live according to the word of God that says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, you don't have to compare yourself with anybody else, because it doesn't matter what she has. It doesn't matter what he has. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. Why? Because everything belongs to God. So one day it's going to be my turn. One day he's going to do it. But until he does it, I'm going to
situation. When the King of Glory comes in, when he steps in, he is the one with all power. He is the one that can do anything. He is the one that can fix it. And when he fixes it, nobody can disturb what God fixes. So they said, who is the King of Glory? See, there's glory among people. When you think of Joseph, he had a level of glory, right? Glory is just a certain type of position. It's possession. It's strength. It's length of life. And how much you possess and how strong you are and the position you hold, people will bestow glory on you all the time. Bishop is a woman of glory. Whether you want to believe it or not, see, sometimes you say, I don't worship no man. She is a woman of glory. She has position. She has possession. She has strength. She has life and life abundantly. You are a woman and a man of position. You have possession. You have strength and you have life and you have Jesus living on the inside of you. But sometimes when we are comparing her possession with your possession, you think that God has not given you what you thought you would have. And so the 2018 new beginning that you're trying to embrace, the devil is already trying to sift it from you. He's already right there in your ear trying to tell you that because it didn't happen the way it happened over there, that you're not going to get it. But I want you to know, you got to hold your head up in this thing. You better hold your head up. The strategy that you must implement in 2018 to get through this new beginning, this fresh start, is I'm holding my head up through the shame. I'm holding my head up through the embarrassment. I'm holding my head up through what I thought would happen but didn't. I'm holding my head up because the King of Glory is coming in and I'm going to allow him in. See, in 2017, we didn't allow him to address our hurts. We didn't allow him to address our shame. We didn't allow him to address our embarrassment. But he said, this year, let me address it for you. Let me handle it for you. And I promise you, that thing that held you back last year will not keep you from your new beginning this year. But you gotta hold your head up. Don't be embarrassed for what you've been through. Don't be embarrassed when you see that person who thought they could hold you back. Don't be embarrassed because things didn't happen the way you thought they would. Hold your head up, my brother. Hold your head up, my sister. The King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? He is the Lord, and he's strong and mighty. Who is this King of Glory? He is the Lord, and he is mighty in battle. There is no battle that you're going through that God can't fight for you. There is nothing that you're going through that God can't deliver you from. There is no hurt that you're feeling that God can't heal. But hold your head up. Hold your head up. Hold your head up and let God in. Let God in this year. Let God in and you'll see that he's going to work it out. He's going to give it to you. You've got the victory. Hold your head up.
Somebody holler, set it off. After the ministry of the word of God and song, the next powerful preaching voice you're going to hear, oh, bless God, it will be that of Minister Cruz. Everybody say, Minister Cruz, set it off.